Old Cottonhead is just right there. Mm-hmm. And then when it come time to harvest, why, they get up real early and before daylight, you know. And we had some neighbors that would holler, "Hooey." Well, Uncle Alt was an awful good hand. And or some would call it the nigger hoop, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know if you ever heard it.
Mm-hmm. I never
but
heard
boy,
of that.
That's.
To call people? I mean.
No, just pass off instead of singing, you know. If one of them started out over yonder to hunt his horse or something or other, he didn't go muttering and raring on his neighbor. He throwed his head back and hollered, "Hooey, hoo," and just, oh, I don't know what all. And,
no, I never heard that.
Everett Tigg, I think, and it's just, to me, a song within itself. And mm-hmm. I stand out there at home one day, and Uncle Otto had gone to California. And I said, I stood here so many times and heard Uncle Otto holler, "Hooey," over at his place. And he said, "What would you do if you used to hear him holler, 'Hooey,' now?" I said, "I'd call Ed, because I know he wouldn't. I'd know he wasn't over there."
Yeah.
When he come back and visit me, I told him, I said, "I'd just like to hear you holler to Hooey." And he said, "Well, I'm out of practice. My teeth wore off even with his gums," and says, "I can't holler Hooey any more good like I used to could."
Hmm. Well, I never heard of that. I really.
And then, you see, they'd get, in the wintertime, lots of these, they'd have to get up and cut wood, and then, some of them have to clear, and mm-hmm. maybe some of your neighbors would start out somewhere or another a little clearing before good day.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear them hollering "Hooey" before you ever heard the axe hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woods would ring with the ring of the axe of cutting wood or cutting down a tree and trimming it up. And,
mm-hmm. Well, this, in the house where you said that your daddy built, now, it was the one that was a story and a half, I think you said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you get up and down between the stories?
Well, of course, naturally, he didn't have the back room sealed overhead,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They'd have made stairway.
Oh, that's what they would have done.
They made a stairway at the most convenient space. It'd probably been in one of them halls, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, to go upstairs, as we'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, most everybody sealed would box in the upstairs part, and they'd throw old shoes and all such old junk as that back in there. He'd have a little door to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be out of sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the covering over the top of the house?
Well, it was made out of boards, and most of them was made with that road I told you about. They they called them rive. They would rive the boards with that road. And a good hand with good lumber could really make good boards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But by the time I come on, you see, all the good board trees is, a man on the board tree, all he'd do just go out and look, he could look at it and tell where it split good or not. He'd cut it down, didn't make any difference. Whose land it is on. They never thought anything about government land. All they were wanting was just a tree. And my daddy cut timber, I don't know where it's on him or the government or where, pine timber, and made them boards to cover that house that I've told you about. It's
mm-hmm.
3 16-foot rooms, and the hall is 8, maybe the hall is 6 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then here on the north side of it, on this back, on the bedroom, there's a porch just as long as the bedroom, went up here at the end of this
mm-hmm.
hall. And then the kitchen had another porch there.
Oh,
and then the front was a porch, 20, well, it's as long as both of them 16-foot rooms in that hall. And he made boards and covered that whole outfit, pine boards.
Oh, boy, you really had the porches on that house.
Now, we had the porches.
You really did. I never heard so many of that. Well, now, when did they start making them out of tin?